Imagine sitting across from your partner at dinner, sharing an important story about your day, when you notice their eyes drift away, attention captured by something else entirely. In that moment, you feel invisible, unimportant. But what if this isn't about love fading, but about how their brain is wired? This is the reality for millions of couples affected by ADHD. The neurological differences create a fundamental tension. Core ADHD traits like distractibility, poor organization, and impulsivity directly conflict with relationship necessities like attentiveness, reliability, and consistency. The pain comes not from lack of love, but from misunderstanding the invisible force shaping your interactions. When an ADHD partner forgets an anniversary or seems disengaged during conversation, it's rarely about caring less. It's about a brain that processes attention differently. What makes this journey particularly challenging is that many adults with ADHD have experienced decades of perceived failures before diagnosis. By the time they enter serious relationships, they often carry the emotional weight of feeling perpetually inadequate, developing defensive coping mechanisms that further complicate connection. ADHD isn't about attention deficit. It's about attention dysregulation. People with ADHD don't lack attention, but lack control over where it goes. They can be highly distractible, yet also experience hyperfocus on engaging activities. This explains why your partner can spend hours on a hobby, but struggle to focus during conversations about chores. The misleading name creates the false impression that trying harder would resolve symptoms. In reality, the ADHD brain has fundamental structural and functional differences. Telling someone with ADHD to just focus is like telling someone with poor vision to just see better without glasses. Partners with ADHD are often already working intensely to organize their minds and lives, effort that remains invisible to others. ADHD rarely exists alone. Over 80% of adults with the condition also experience depression, anxiety, or learning disabilities. While medication helps many normalize behavior, optimal treatment requires all three legs of a stool: physiological interventions, behavioral strategies, and improved relationship interactions. Have you ever felt like you and your partner experienced completely different conversations? This isn't imagination, it's neurology. The ADHD brain processes information with minimal filtering, while non-ADHD partners typically have more hierarchical filtering systems. People with ADHD tend to live and react in the moment, while non-ADHD partners anticipate and plan ahead. These fundamental differences in thinking patterns won't change. An ADHD partner's intuitive leaps won't transform into methodical logic, nor will a linear-thinking non-ADHD partner suddenly make intuitive connections. Neither approach is right or better, though this can be difficult to accept. The solution isn't changing either brain's wiring, but creating bridges between these neurological landscapes. Attending, engaging exclusively with your partner in positive ways, becomes crucial. This means scheduling dedicated attention time, creating daily routines that express love, and implementing practical tools like shared digital journals or recording important conversations with consent. I feel more like his mother than his wife. This sentiment echoes through countless therapy sessions with couples affected by ADHD. The pattern begins innocently. The non-ADHD partner helps with missed bills, then gradually assumes more responsibilities as the ADHD partner struggles with consistency. Before long, one partner becomes controlling while the other takes a dependent role. Both partners feed this dynamic, one by over-controlling, the other by under-functioning. The non-ADHD partner evolves from occasional reminders to micromanaging daily tasks, while the ADHD partner increasingly defers responsibilities, reinforcing their perceived incompetence. This pattern kills romance, creates frustration, and diminishes both partners. When one partner acts as if the other cannot manage self-care, it communicates permanent incompetence rather than temporary struggle. There's a significant difference between parenting behavior and simply wanting your partner to be more reliable. Rebalancing power requires setting boundaries, primarily by refusing to overfunction and take on your partner's responsibilities. While this may temporarily result in more underfunctioning, the long-term benefits of maintaining an equal adult relationship outweigh these short-term difficulties. When ADHD symptoms go unmanaged, anger often dominates relationships. Non-ADHD partners frequently feel deceived upon discovering their partner's undiagnosed condition, stemming from hyper-focused courtship, a biological phenomenon where increased dopamine during infatuation allows ADHD partners to appear unusually attentive. When this chemical boost fades and symptoms emerge, both partners are shocked by the change. The repetitive nature of ADHD behaviors creates significant friction. Non-ADHD partners attempt change using approaches that work for them, planning, suggesting, taking control, but these methods typically fail with ADHD partners, leading to escalating conflicts and frustration. Eventually, partners develop an anger filter that interprets all information negatively. These self-perpetuating narratives make even innocent interactions seem to confirm negative beliefs, creating a destructive cycle. Breaking this pattern requires specific anger busters, controlling your own emotions rather than your partner, examining your actions objectively, engaging in good fights focused on understanding rather than winning, making genuine apologies without excuses, and maintaining high personal standards regardless of your partner's behavior. "I feel like I'm doing everything around here." This complaint echoes through many ADHD-affected relationships. Non-ADHD partners often become responsible for home and family care, while ADHD partners struggle with mundane tasks. This imbalance typically worsens with children, as organizational demands increase while sleep deprivation intensifies ADHD symptoms. ADHD symptoms make focusing on boring tasks difficult, leading to procrastination or incomplete chores. Maternal gatekeeping, where one partner criticizes how tasks are done, unintentionally discourages participation. When someone critiques how dishes are loaded, ADHD partners may withdraw from these tasks entirely. Partners also experience a perception gap regarding organization. Many ADHD partners genuinely don't notice mounting dishes or clutter, while non-ADHD partners feel physical discomfort in disorganized environments. Solutions include creating clear boundaries, designating separate spaces for each partner's responsibility, using labeled baskets in common areas, and dividing tasks according to natural strengths rather than traditional roles. Implementing shared digital calendars, reminder apps, or weekly planning meetings can help maintain structure while reducing friction. Intimacy transcends sex. It's about authentic self-expression in relationships where you feel comfortable and heard. True connection requires strong individuals who honestly share their strengths and weaknesses, acknowledge imperfections, engage meaningfully, and avoid power imbalances. ADHD-impacted couples face challenges beyond normal sexual decline, including parent-child dynamics, persistent anger, medication side effects, and household chaos. ADHD directly affects intimacy through distractibility during sex or waning interest in familiar patterns. As ADHD symptoms improve, couples can rekindle romance by recognizing positive mirror traits, seeing curiosity instead of distraction, spontaneity instead of impulsivity. Research shows that sharing new, challenging activities creates excitement that couples associate with their partner, strengthening connection. The journey through ADHD in relationships isn't about finding perfection, but creating understanding. Recognizing different neurological wiring creates different experiences of the same reality, fostering compassion rather than criticism. The path forward involves building bridges between different worldviews, not changing your partner's core nature. With patience and proper tools, apparent incompatibility can become your relationship's greatest strength.